She smeared down her peony and got into the room. Da was sleeping. She creepit over the fire and poked the crumbly cinders into a grey ace, carnally bigging the fire up again with kindlers. The kindlers were rosety. They crackit and spat and hissed. Just as she placed the coals in a fine wee brig over the rick and the spitting sticks, Da hosted. It was quiet in the room. Nae a soon but the tick of the clock on the mantelpiece and the pech o' her feather's breathing. The breathing started to slow down, stop it a' thegither for half a minute. Sick a flag, sick a fear thon gidda. Then, just as she meant to flee downstairs for help, it started again, faster and faster, as if his lugs was blooded, like a blacksmith's bellows with holes in the bag, garring him sook the wind in harder and quicker to win on a puff of a'. And then, again, the breathing would slow to a snail's rate, and stop with suddenty for another minute or two, afore starting up again like a bad racing. Many had never met death afore, had nae way of kennin', this was his calling cared. She lay down aside her da in the bed, and put her heed in his bosie. Aether and Aaron creepit out fae the bed claes and gid roon her shudder. Her feather's een flichtered open and shut it twa three times, and he started to squat scripture at her. This was nothing new. Da was getting better. He often quoted scripture. His whole life followed the Lord's book. Minnie looked into his face. His een were shining. In my feather's house are money mansions. If it weren't a say, I would hae telt you. I gang to prepare a place for you. And if I gang to prepare a place for ye, I will come again and tak ye for mysel, that far I am, there ye will be as weel. Minnie was na sure far feather was spoken till. He was looking out at a photograph o' his deed feather, all Martha Bruce. But it was as if some other body was in the room, though Minnie couldna see them. Her feather's breathing foonert again, back to the slaw, pech, pech. And signed the quiet. But again he rallied, and his mood began to work, fechting to frame the words he wanted to say. For this incorruptible man put on incorruption, and this mortal man put on immortality. Corinthians Quine, chapter 1, verse 53. 53 verses, many, een for elke year of your father's life. His grip on a shooter suddenly thickened. His breathing grew faster again. I want you to promise me, Minnie, swear to me that you'll look after your mither and brither fin a mawa. The three folk dearest to me in the world bide aneath this reef, and ye're the youngest of them. But ye're the ane I'm closest till, Minnie, and it's right and it's fitting ye're here at the last. Take care of them for my sake, lassie. Swear it. And afore she could utter a mute, her feather was dead, as blink as a blink, for a world into the next. Nobody telt Minnie Bruce that her feather was dead, nae doctor or neighbour or kinsman, but a second afore, there'd been twa folk there in the room, and knew there was only ane, for if it lay within his arms, the scranny arms roon about her, the scranny arms still hit, was but the mortal clouts of the man that had been her feather. He had stepped neatly out of them and vanished. She kent that, just as she kent that the fit coming up the stairs was her mither's back for the bayer. The door was pushed ajee, as Sally Bruce stood in the moat, with a calf's bottle teat in her hand, and her face drained white a colour. She had gone to the bayer to attend to the firm's business, and her man had died while she was busy feeding the calves. He hadn't even waited to say cheerio. Minnie had swicked her out of that, the last ane to see him alive in the world of the leaving. Get out, her mother hissed at her. Get out and leave us alone.